I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Burt Show.
It is time to vote in the Burt Show's busted baby bracket. I feel horrible about doing this. But I laughed at the babies and I voted. We're all going to hell.
I'm not proud of myself, yet here we are. Yep. We are doing this.
So for years now, we've been doing this bracketed tournament that lines up with the NCAA basketball tournament. And we've always talked about baby madness. No, cute there. Who's the cutest baby? This year, we did a 180. And we're asking for the fugly babies, man. Yeah, the ones that were born and they just were not fully cooked.
I think any parent... At least these, especially these 32, were self-aware to know.
Especially
these 32 were self-aware to know that is not a beautiful baby. That is an ugly baby. That baby is giving me a cone head. That baby is giving me, I did not sign up for this. I do not want to be here.
It's giving, can I return it?
Yes. Can I please crawl back up to where I came from? It's giving Benjamin Button. It's giving a lot.
One woman submitted a picture of her husband when he was a newborn.
Oh, she did.
And I know which one it is, and he very well may win this. there are a couple of babies on here that just really had a really rough go those first couple of days.
Let's just say they understood the assignment. They got it right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we are looking for the most aesthetically challenged baby.
Yes.
In the Burt Show community. Again, this doesn't have to be a current 3-month-old. It can be one from back in the day, but we are looking for the one that was the most aesthetically challenged.
Yes, so right now you need to vote. So we have our first round of fuglies are up online at theburtshow.com for you to vote. And Cassie, what are some people saying on social media?
Well, you know, it's funny. People are saying this is not in good taste. You guys are really hung up on looks, like really ugly babies. This feels unkind. Isn't the Burt Show all about choose kindness as your default as we move through life? This is so rude. Why don't you submit yourself or your kids? What if a kid sees this one day when he's older? So we got some of those, and yet thousands and literal thousands upon thousands of people have voted in this bracket. And it's all in good taste. People are submitting themselves. Their kids are like full adults now. The baby's 3 months and under. So it's all in good fun.
Yeah, we knew we would get some pushback for this, man, because some of you guys have a stick up your butt, which is okay. But we knew we were going to get that. But for the most part, people have really understood what we were trying to do here.
Oh, these 32 understood the assignment.
Oh, they sure did. And there's $1,000 on the line. Mm-hmm.
There's also that.
And that will lend to a sense of humor quickly. All right, so go ahead and vote online at theburtshow.com. How does one almost take out 3 or 4 people at a yoga session?
Very easily, it turns out.
How is that possible?
Very easily. I don't care if you do CrossFit, if you run marathons, if you do Spartan races. I will stand by this fact that there is no harder workout class than a hot yoga one.
Thank you.
And I just did my very first one last week, and I nearly got myself kicked out. But thank God the yogis have a heart, apparently. So I have a new friend here in Atlanta. Her name's Olivia. Shout out, Olivia. She's a listener. And she invited me to go to actually Kristen's yoga studio for a hot yoga session. She's like, Abby, I know you like to be active. Why don't we come and do one like a Thursday night? It'll be so relaxing. We'll sweat and we'll do some yoga poses. And in my mind, the only yoga class I've ever taken was one on my cousin's bachelorette. And it was basically glorified stretching.
Oh, she should have warned. She did not warn you?
No.
Oh, girl.
I got no warning. And let me describe this class the best way that I can. Because I'm going in it. I'm wearing my cute little newly onesie. I've got like a fun little like orange jumpsuit on. Got my hair up. I got my little water bottle. I'm trotting in like time to do yoga with the girlies. Hmm. And when I left, I was like a gremlin that had crawled from the earth. I was so sweaty and gross. Yeah. I looked like one of these babies we had on our fugly baby bracket.
Girl, every time I walk out of yonder, I look like a swamp rat. I mean.
And I smelled like it too.
Yes.
Well, that's what it's there for. Yes, I mean, you're supposed to, that you know you're working.
Yeah, 100%.
And the best way for me to describe yoga, if you've never done it, if you, like me, also thought it was just like stretching with some balancing.
That's what I've always thought, to be honest.
It's literally like adult Twister.
Yeah, man, it's
except
tough.
They're speaking to you in a language you don't understand, and everybody in the class speaks it except for you. And so I get in there, and they pass you multiple towels, which I'm like, I'm not going to need this. Like, I don't sweat that much. I glisten. I sparkle. I don't sweat. They give you your mat and you're all crammed into this room, which I don't mean that in a negative way, but you're literally on top of each other. Like if you put your arm in the wrong direction, you're going to smack somebody in the face. So I'm like, what could go wrong here? So we're in smack dab in the middle of the room. They start turning on the heat. It's probably about 125 degrees in there.
It is not. It's 94 degrees.
Okay. But with 50 damn. People in a class all sweating, it's going from 94 to 120 real quick.
You're basically on the equator.
Did they turn on the humidifier when you were in there?
No, whenever, because I'm always, I have my spot. So I like the second row to the far left corner, and it's right there by the thermostat. The hottest it will get in the room, according to the thermostat, is 95 degrees.
I don't believe that for a second.
I swear, it feels, there are times when you have a lot of bodies in there because you can fit up to 8 people in a row. If it's a packed class, it'll take your breath away for sure.
Yeah, it's a wet heat too because they're pumping the humidity in there too. So not only are you sweating from your own body, but then they decide to artificially make it even more disgusting. And you're right next to all these randos. I've got my friend to my left and a grown-ass man to my right. Was also very surprised at how many men do yoga.
Yes.
I thought this was just for the girlies.
Oh, no, there's quite a few dudes in there.
So anyway, we start doing our stretching and I'm feeling pretty good about it because you're on your mat and you're just, you know, putting one arm up and you're putting one arm down and you're leaning down and it feels really good and it's really relaxing.
And you're tabletop doing your cat-cow.
Yeah, I'm doing my downward dog. I'm like, I've done this before. This is easy. So then all of a sudden they start speaking to you in the yoga language and all these words that everybody gets, but you don't. What the hell is a shavasana? What the hell is a pada beret? I don't know. So I'm just looking around at everyone trying to keep up. And the first like 15 minutes, the hardest part is just keeping up and doing all the poses because it's very hard to balance, turns out.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 23 minutes in, that's when the sweat starts to pour from your body. When I tell you I have never been sweatier in my life, I do saunas. I'm from Florida. I have been moist before out in the wild.
Say
I have never been this wet before.
Couple of saves in there.
I'm literally, my onesie that I was wearing was soaked. If I had grabbed the leg of my jumpsuit and squeezed it out, sweat would have just dripped everywhere onto the mat.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're getting to the part where we start doing like dancing tree or whatever, where you're on one leg and you've got the other one up. And I don't have any balance. And so I'm kind of swaying. I'm swaying tree from left to right. And I'm trying not to knock
people
over.
Got some wind gust going over in there.
I got some wind gust over. And then they're like, okay, now lean to the right. Now lean to the left. Like we're at a wedding and the Cupid shuffle's on. So we get to one pose where it's called like the crow, where you kind of have to.
Oh, I can't do that.
You have to squat and then like put your legs up. And I'm feeling pretty ballsy. I've done a decent job up until this point. And then my friend to my left does like a full-on handstand, like we're breakdancing. And I'm like, I want to show her up. I want to show her that I'm also active. Horrible decision, because the moment I try to go for the handstand, because I'm thinking, I'm pretty strong. I do Orange Theory. I lift weights. I can do this. I start to lift myself up.
Wait, you tried to do a handstand in your first hot yoga class? Have you lost your friggin' mind?
And she says she's not bold. I guess there's a fine line between bold and stupid.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this was stupid, because at this point, my mat is a slip and slide.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like the soft little yogi mat they gave me when I walked in. It is literally like it's July and my mom has just put the hose on the slip and slide. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it a little bit.
Oh, Abby.
Should not have done that, because the moment I start going for it, I lean to the left all the way onto my friend and collapsed on her in the middle of this yoga class.
I've never seen that.
Was it like dominoes?
No, because she was closest to the wall, thank God. So I'm like in the middle. She's the farthest to the left, which in hindsight, I probably should have chosen that spot. Should have known better.
You should have chosen to stay in the parking lot.
I should have stayed in my car. And I'm sitting there beet red from the sweat and my embarrassment. And I'm thinking everyone is going to like look at me and just be like, shame.
I cannot believe you tried to do a headstand.
Kristen,
you're
so stupid.
Hot yoga. Let's just put it in perspective. I'm at 70 classes now. I've yet to attempt to do a headstand.
Some of us are just built different, Kristen.
Clearly not.
Some of us are built poorly because I fell to the ground. And you would think they would just all like yell at you with shame.
No.
They all came over and just gave me a big hug. Yeah. I was like, are we not here to work? I'm like a gladiator when I work out. I'm like, hug me. I was like, punish me for this. I failed.
It's the opposite of yoga. It's like where it's all loving and peaceful, and you're looking for a combat.
Yeah. I was like, somebody punch me in the face.
You're looking for a podium to stand on, play the national anthem.
Yeah, there's no winning in yoga unless you're me, because I definitely lost it.
It's the Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.